More news stories now. You might have noticed even more wasps than usual around the city this year. That's just another thing we've got global warming to thank for. The unusually warm temperatures have been having quite an effect on Norwich's wildlife, not to mention Chatterbox's newsreaders, as there are reports of giant goldfish and sightings of a mysterious big black cat and Richard Osman. Although on reflection, perhaps the lovely Richard is more likely to cause temperatures to rise in some areas.
More and more wasps will be spotted around the city, a bug expert has warned. But people have been urged not to panic if they see them. Entomologist Dr. Ian Bedford, known as the Bug Man, who lives in Norwich, said this year's milder temperatures would have encouraged the queen wasps to start building nests and laying eggs earlier than usual, around mid-March. Dr. Bedford believes the early start would have caused sterile female worker wasps to leave the nest at the end of April to look for protein for grubs in the nest, which is why more wasps are around this year compared to last year when temperatures were cooler. He said increasing temperatures could see more wasps flying around, but feared the wasp population could decrease because more people were looking to get nests removed, which he was not advocating from an ecological point of view. The majority of wasps seen in the UK are the common wasp, which is part of the Vespidae group of 8 species of social wasp, which live in colonies. There are 9,000 wasp species across the world. Dr. Bedford said, wasps only tend to eat sugar towards the end of their yearly lifespan and could get dopey and drunk from fermented fruit in September.
Goldfish are commonly found in children's bedrooms, happily swimming around in a glass bowl and generally looking gormless. But bizarrely, there's also a booming population of the fairground favourites in Vinegar Pond on Mousehold Heath. Experts believe the fish were dumped in the water as unwanted pets, but have bred over the years. And goldfish that are not constrained by a tank grow big. Some folk who have spotted the mousehold fish think they could be as long as 14 inches. But the goldfish, native to East Asia, can't stay because they are causing havoc to other native species. Councillor Gary Champion of Sewell Ward said, "The introduction of the fish to Vinegar Pond and Mousehold Heath, while possibly well-intentioned, has had unforeseen repercussions. Due to the extreme hot weather, the water level is incredibly low, causing concern about oxygen levels, and therefore additionally resources will have to be spent to transfer these fish to another location. It's incredibly important to highlight that releasing any animal into the wild is not advisable without expert advice."
A large black animal has been captured on camera walking through a field near Norwich. Paul Oakley, 44, who works in Norwich, was alarmed to see the creature wandering through the grass off Atlantic Avenue, Sprouston, at about 10 a.m. on Monday. Mr. Oakley, who captured a picture of the animal on his phone, said he is adamant that what he saw was not a cat or a dog. He said, "I've never seen it before, but I'm certain it is definitely not a cat because it was far too big. I don't think it was a dog either. Its tail was the size of a hay bale." He said the incident had left him bewildered. After posting about it on Facebook, Mr. Oakley said a member of the public who saw the post messaged him privately and suggested it could be a black leopard or panther. Kevin Murphy, who runs Norfolk Wildlife Rescue, believes Mr. Oakley's sighting is unlikely to be a panther. Mr. Murphy said, "The head ratio is too squat to be a wild carnivore. Its running gait appears to be that of a house cat, not used to walking on wheat or barley stubble. Alien big cats would, in their natural behaviour, usually seek cover to move around and avoid exposed open areas. My first impressions is that it is a domestic cat because the tail tip does not curl over enough to be a panther."
TV star Richard Osman has been spotted rummaging for antiques at a city shop while filming for a BBC series. The former Pointless host arrived at Lucy's Emporium in Magdalen Street in a vintage American car on Tuesday the 9th of August. A film crew and antique specialist, Natasha Raskin-Sharp, joined Osman, who hunted for treasures into the evening for a new series of Celebrity Antiques Road Trip. Amanda Cook of Lucy's Emporium said, "We were really excited to have them turn up, and it was a lot of fun having them. They went all over the store and had a really good look around." Richard said he absolutely loved the place and that it was full of weird, wonderful, and quirky things.